Let's talk about accent walls. Are accent walls in or are they out? Will they make your home stand out or make it look dated? Are some accent walls better than others? Well, if you've been considering an accent wall in your home or investment property, then you don't want to miss this episode because we're diving into all things accent walls. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to Design Your Home, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, award-winning interior designer and real estate investor, Sally Soricelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or investment property stand out. Thanks for listening. All right, well, welcome to today's design conversation, and it's all about accent walls. And if you're here, you might be wondering if you should include one and which kind should you include. Well, we'll talk all about the pros and cons and the different types in this episode. So the big question is, are accent walls in or out of style? Well, the answer is, it depends. While some design experts say that accent walls have overstayed their welcome and are totally outdated, others say that when done well, accent walls are a great way to transform a room and be a real showstopper. Are you ready for my personal opinion? You know I will always tell it to you straight, and that is that yes, accent walls are still in, but not all accent walls are created equal. And some are better than others. And the reason I like accent walls is that they're an interesting way to include one of the essential design principles, which is emphasis, which is a focal point in your room. Every room needs a focal point, and an accent wall can do just that. So let's dive in and first talk about the pros and cons of accent walls. All right, the pros, and there are several here. One, they create visual interest. They make your room have something interesting to look at. Another pro of accent walls is they can define your spaces. So putting one behind your headboard in the bedroom kind of defines that sleeping space. If you have a foyer that could use a little extra something, an accent wall is really a great way to define that space. In fact, I did that in my own home as I have a very open floor plan. And my foyer is really just like this open hallway that is part of my entire house. I wanted to actually define my foyer, which is just an angled wall where my stairs are. And so adding a focal wall that is wood there really defined that space. And yes, I'll link a photo to that so you can see it. And another pro of accent walls is they can make your home stand out and not feel so cookie cutter. And this is really important because if you're a homeowner and you live in a builder community where all the homes look very similar, they might just have a couple of floor plans, then this will really make your home stand out from your neighbors. And if you're a real estate investor and you're designing and decorating a property that you're going to rent to guests like an Airbnb or a midterm month-to-month rental, then this is going to make your property stand out from the competition. So this pro is a pretty big one in my opinion. And then a fourth pro about accent walls is they can actually distract you from an area that you don't want to focus on. So if there's a part of your house that isn't looking its best or has an awkward wall or layout, you can actually put a focal wall in another area of that space, which will distract from that less desirable part. But accent walls aren't perfect, and there are some cons to them, so let's talk about those right now. If an accent wall isn't done well, they can actually be distracting and ruin your room's design. You know, the point here is that we want to create accents and not eyesores, and a poorly done accent wall is definitely an eyesore. Another con of an accent wall is that if you go overly trendy with them, they'll be out of style really quickly, and that'll make your space look dated. And the last con about accent walls is that they can be difficult to remove. Not all of them, but if you ever want to change out more complicated ones that have wood or stone or wallpaper, they do take some time and effort. So those are some factors to consider. Now that we've talked about the pros and cons of accent walls, let's talk about the different kinds of accent walls that you can include in your home or investment property, because there are actually many that you can choose from. The first and easiest is a painted accent wall. Now, I will be completely honest here. I have mixed feelings about painted accent walls. I think these got way overdone in the past, and homeowners painted an accent wall in every room of the house. When you try to make everything special, nothing feels special. And so it just washed out and diluted the whole concept. And I think just using plain paint as an accent wall can sometimes feel a little bit basic. Now, yes, it depends on the paint color and the overall feel of the room. But there are a lot of really, I think, more interesting options for accent walls. But if you really love the color and you want to start with something, then this is definitely a safe place to do so. Moving on to one that I personally like a lot more, which is a painted wood molding wall. I think they're totally classic and they add something without it being overwhelming, especially if you paint them in a more neutral tone or you may paint them white. Yes, you can call that safe. I call it timeless. And some of these might work really well on the walls in your room or home. Different examples of painted wood molding walls are board and batten, horizontal or vertical tongue and groove, also called shiplap, but you know, tongue and groove is really the more designer way to call them. Panel molding, and that's when it looks like a picture frame that's actually attached to your wall. I love these and I prefer to paint them the same color as the wall. So it just gives your wall a little depth and dimension, but it's still pretty timeless and neutral. Doesn't stand out at you too much. And then another type of painted wood molding walls are geometric patterns. Those tend to be a little trendier than classic styles, so they aren't my personal favorite, but I still think in the right home, a more modern contemporary one, they're a really fun option. All right, let's move on to another accent wall, which is really popular, and that's a wallpapered accent wall. And there are so many styles and patterns to choose from. And no, wallpaper is not dated. It is not the wallpaper of grandma's past, right? It is really a beautiful option. But wallpaper is not easy to remove. And so wallpaper companies have discovered this. And now there is such a trend in temporary wallpaper. You can even get it at Home Depot and Target, but other companies like Temp Paper is a leader in this industry to have temporary wallpaper that's peel and stick. I will say, if you live in a state like I do that has textured walls, then installing wallpaper might be a little trickier because you might actually see the texture and the bumps behind your wallpaper, which I don't recommend. In that case, you actually need to skim coat your walls to remove that texture, prime it with a primer like Kiehl's, and then you can put your wallpaper on it. I've had to do that in my home and it's not the most fun. If you use a more professional, not peel and stick wallpaper, but an actual adhesive wallpaper that's quite thick, then you actually don't have to retexture or skim coat that texture of your wall. But I don't like to see that texture and those bumps behind a wallpaper. That just looks, I think, kind of cheap. So it's not my favorite thing to do. Another accent wall that you can do is actually a floor-to-ceiling gallery wall of art. I think this is such a fun and interesting way where you have different frames and different prints, and you take it all the way from floor to ceiling. It's a really fun look. You have to be careful about this if you're in a hallway or a space where people are walking because you or pets could end up hitting these pictures and knocking them off. So it's really ideal in a wall that isn't going to get a lot of movement next to it so you don't knock the pictures off. Another option for an accent wall that works well in a bedroom is to have a whole wall of drapery panels. So if your headboard is up against a wall and you have windows either right behind the headboard, sometimes you can't avoid it, or if you have other windows next to the bed that you actually don't mind having closed all the time because maybe a neighbor looks onto it and you want some privacy, then you can actually have an entire wall of drapery panels. And it's a really soft and layered look that I like to do if you have a very neutral drapery panel. Nothing too busy with patterns, just a real subtle look. It is an option to consider. Less common for sure, but still an option. I want to put it out there to you. All right, another accent wall option that's really popular is wood walls. Now with these, you want to make sure it fits the style of your home, as some wood walls have been overdone. Now this is different. When I say wood walls, I talked a couple moments ago about wood paneled walls. Those are your painted walls made out of different wood moldings. You can paint them any color from white to black to any color in between. The walls I'm talking about now are your actual wood finish walls. These might be rustic reclaimed wood walls or like wooden slat walls that are timber or reeded walls. Now, I will give my opinion about these now that several years ago, actually more than several years ago, rustic wood walls out of reclaimed wood were everywhere. They got done a lot. I feel like they kind of have run their course. And so if you are using them, I want it to fit the style of your home. Just don't stick a rustic wood wall if nothing else in your home lends to this. If you don't have a farmhouse style or a mountain lodge kind of feel, or you're going for that mix of a sort of industrial mixed with rustic look. The style of wood walls that got really popular within the pandemic time period are these wooden slat walls. They were thin vertical panels that people were putting all over their walls, but they get really busy to see these really close vertical lines. I love reeded details on furniture and on accents and cabinets. But when it comes to an entire wall, all those vertical lines looks really busy to me. So I recommend you do that in small doses. So with wood walls, your rustic, make sure it fits the style of your home. And with those reeded slat walls, you know, the small slats can be kind of busy. Small doses is better for that. Let's move on to another type of accent wall that you can do, which is a stone wall. I am seeing more of these right now where people want this very aged kind of vintage old world European feel. Again, like I just said with the rustic reclaimed wood, make sure it fits with the style of your home. In my own home, we have a very contemporary style home is what our California home is described as. So when I wanted to create my fireplace surround, which was going to go from the floor to the ceiling, I wanted to be really intentional that it would still match the style of my home and the architecture. It would not have made sense for me to have these big, rounded, heavily grouted, very rustic stones on my fireplace wall. It would have stuck out like a sore thumb. But I did want some softness, and so I didn't just want to use a 12 by 24 flat stone look tile. So instead, I used a very clean and white ledge stone, which had no shine to it, no sparkle, because that can be very popular with some of these ledge stones, or very common, should I say. And I will have to say, it's been 9 years. We get compliments on it all the time. We still love the look and it fits the architecture. We tied in a similar ledge stone in our backyard, slightly different color, but similar look, and it really tied in. So if you're doing a stone wall, please be very intentional that it looks thoughtful and planned out and not just like, I want to just try this new trend and you slapped it on there. Another type of accent wall you can do, less common, I will admit, but still gets done, is brick. And these can be natural, painted, or whitewashed. You'll see painted bricks in farmhouse style. You can see whitewashed if you're trying to sort of tone down, if you have an existing brick feature and you want to tone it down. But I have a student in one of my programs who has a brick wall because that's part of the architecture of the property and it adds some charm to it. So I'm okay with it. Would I necessarily add a new brick wall to a space? No, I would not. I will be honest with you. They're difficult to remove. I think they can get more dated. But if you have a historical period home or that feature is from something in the past, then you can embrace it. You may want to paint it or you may not. Depends again on the style you're going with. I have two more accent walls I want to discuss. The next one is tile focal walls. Now, in a bathroom or kitchen, these work and make sense. Just make sure, again, the tiles fit the style of your room and home. I went to a model home once several years ago in my community, in my town, and it was literally like the builder or whatever designer worked on this project. I swear they must not have had a designer because I don't know anyone that would have done this. They had tile focal walls all over the house, in the bedroom, behind the headboards, up the stairs, on all the risers. They had it in dining spaces. I mean, it was everywhere. And all I could think was how miserable it would be to replace later. Because when you're pulling tile off a wall, the drywall is coming off. I mean, you are going right back to the studs and you have to put new drywall up. It's not convenient. So with your tile, I like to keep it in spaces where you might see tile. Your bathroom, your kitchen, or at your fireplace surround. It's okay if they go from floor to ceiling there because those are natural spaces we see tile. We're not seeing tile naturally up the walls in our foyer, in our bedrooms, in our living rooms. Those are not common places that we're going to see tile up a random wall. All right, the last accent wall I want to talk about is one you might not be considering because you might not have looked up, and that is your ceiling. Ceilings can be a great accent wall. And we did this in our own kitchen with our kitchen remodel. We put tongue and groove, another word for shiplap, on our kitchen ceiling, and we get compliments on it all the time. In fact, we had friends over last night, and they immediately commented on the ceiling. It's a subtle touch to give a little extra something to a space that helps make it stand out. Other options for your ceiling are to put wallpaper or paint. Another option with ceilings is to put some wood beams or faux wood beams up. All of these are great options. If you do wallpaper and paint, that tends to look best if you have like an inset in your ceiling or a coffered ceiling where it's recessed in. You don't want to overwhelm your space where it's really jumping out at you. It's nice when the ceiling is a little bit of a surprise, but it's not so dramatic that it's all you can focus on. Little touches here and there. All right, let's move on to some accent wall tips. Because again, we want to create assets and not eyesores in our homes. My first tip is don't overdo it. If your room has a lot going on in it, then an accent wall can make your room look too busy. If you make everything look special, nothing looks special. So you don't want your areas to compete for competition. We want our spaces to feel intentionally designed. Now, along with this is if you are going with a painted accent wall, please don't overdo it in the sense that you put a painted accent wall in your bedroom, in your dining room, in your living room, in your bathroom, in the kids' rooms. That's the same thing. Even though it's not within one space, it's just repeating that same element a little bit too much. You want a little bit of variety in there. Another tip is with your accent walls, make sure to choose a color that works with your space and not because it's trendy. Like right now, greens are so popular. This whole feeling of connecting to the earth and bringing those natural environments are in. But my color palette, for example, in my house is brown, whites, and blues. So if I wanted to jump on trend with an accent wall in greens, it wouldn't match the rest of my home. So make sure you tie your accent wall to the rest of your home so it feels connected to your space. Another accent wall tip, in my personal opinion, skip the random, really bold colored accent wall as they can get really distracting and you can get tired of them sooner than you expect. You can call me safe with that. I'm good with it. neutral walls will give a more timeless feel. So we did an accent wall in my husband's office and he really likes bolder colors. He's not as into my lights and neutrals that I am. So in his office, we actually painted the walls the bolder color, but I kept the accent wall white because we have another accent wall in other spaces and it tied that design element in, but we had it professionally painted. I don't want to professionally paint that accent wall again. By keeping it white, it's one and done, but we can easily ourselves repaint the other walls. And then the last tip I want to share about accent walls is to use them in a space that feels natural to do so. For example, a fireplace wall is a great place for a focal wall. Behind the bed in your bedroom is a great place for a focal accent wall. In your foyer, that's a really great way to have an accent wall because you're setting that space apart. Or if you have a nice long dining room wall, that is another great area. Now, I will give an extra bonus tip that I just thought of because I always love giving extra bonuses when I can, is with any of your accent walls, they work really nicely when they are on a wall that doesn't have a lot of windows or door openings. A blank wall is magic here. And as a designer, whenever I see a blank wall, I just see all the possibilities because I can do these accent walls. In our investment property in Florida, we were putting tongue and groove, also called shiplap, on several walls to be that connecting element between different rooms. And in our living space, the living room, I actually wanted to paint that wall something different than white. But there was a door opening there with moldings leading to a hallway. And so I knew if I painted this wall more of a bolder blue that was kind of rich and moody, I'd have this white door opening and that would actually distract from it. And I did not want to paint those moldings. That was going to be a rabbit hole I didn't want to go down. So I do love to have these accent walls on a blank wall. It's not always an option, but something to keep in mind because it really kind of sets that space apart from others. Now, before we get to the end of this episode, I want to ask for a quick favor that'll take just a few seconds of your time. And that's to subscribe to this podcast by hitting that follow or subscribe button where you're listening to this episode. And that small action makes a huge difference because it helps this podcast get shown to more people just like you who want to design and decorate their homes with confidence. So here are some closing thoughts on accent walls. Design trends come and go, and the same goes for accent walls. If you love one and want to include it, I think it's a great idea. I have them in my own home, and I don't care if somebody says, I don't think they're in style anymore. I love them. I did timeless ones that work well in my home, so I have no second guessing about it. The same recommendation is for you. If you want one and you love it, then it's your home. I want you to have one. All right, that's it for this episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Have a great day.